Because baseball was segregated up until 1947, some of the best players in the United States were never able to cash in on big league money and fame. There are those who will tell you that Satchel Paige is the best pitcher who ever lived, Ted Williams and Dizzy Dean among them, that Josh Gibson was the real king of the home run hitters, and that Cool Papa Bell was the best base runner in the history of the game. Cool Papa Bell is living in St. Louis now. He's 70 years old. He told Stephen Banker about some of his exploits that old-time baseball fans are still talking about.
They had a boy, this is by name, Perkins, with Birmingham. He had on his respite ticket, "Thou shall not steal." And so they say, "I know a boy in St. Louis will steal on you." He's, you know, speaking of me. And so I got on base. And when I started running the second base, he just kept drawing back his arm, and I just got to second base. Then I seen him turn the ball loose, and I just kept on the third. And by the time the ball got to second base, he looking for me and looked around, and I was on third. And I just went from first to third on that same, he was throwing the second base.
Same play.
So I never did tell anybody about it, or probably think I was bragging on myself. And there's another play down in Memphis. I was playing center field, and I'm a third baseman. When you throw the ball, unless you're real close enough so you can keep enough speed on the ball, you can throw it all the way down, but bounce the ball. When it hit, if you throw straight over, it'll take off. But this boy usually let the ball go by. And I was in center field, the man on first base, and he was going from first to third. And I threw the ball and just followed it up, figuring this boy was going to miss the ball. And sure enough, he missed the ball. The ball went to the stand. The stand wasn't very far. And he retrieved the ball and looked back. And this man, coming out standing on third, and he threw the ball and I put him out. And
so you outran your own throw?
No, I did not run the throw, but the throw passed him and hit the wall.
Yeah.
And bounced back by the time I was there. And this man come back to third base, and I put him out. Now, those are some of those things that I don't like to tell myself. It's a few guys living today saw it. And if they can remember this thing. Josh Gibson and I had a play that Josh could just stand without stepping in the throw. And we had a play to catch a man off of second base, and I'm playing center field. We get a man on second base, and a shortstop would go in, the second baseman would go in to give this guy a great lead so he wouldn't think nobody behind him. And I'd be walking. By the time the pitcher get up, we would time him. And then I started running in. And he would call off an off pitch. A pitcher out there. And I'd be standing there and put him out.
Did anybody ever time you running around the bases?
Yeah, 12 seconds. I run the bases in 12 seconds.
Has anybody ever come close to that? Anybody major leaguer? Pete Reiser had it?
No, I'll tell you who helped that. A fellow by the name of Archer Deacon, he's a St. Louis boy. He run the base in 13-4. Then they had another boy play with Cincinnati. He just died here about 2 weeks ago, named Swanson. He circled the base in 13-3. So that was the record.
How about Jackie Robinson, Maury Wills? What did they do?
Well, they was good base runners. They was faster than the average man, but they wasn't in the category of some of our boys for his running. But for stealing bases, they were smart. They could steal bases.
Now, when you run the bases in 12 seconds, which is unbelievable, do you, in addition to speed, you have to be able to turn.
Yeah, that's what you got to know how to find a turn. They keep from making that great big circle around. I see how the major leaguers now, before they get to first base, they cuts out so they can go. But I never did do that. And I was hit the base with my left foot, and that threw me right back in stride. I wouldn't make that big circle. And the umpires have called me out a lot of times and say I didn't touch base because they were looking for me to hit the base with my right foot. He said, I see you step over the base, but they're looking at this right foot. I said, you don't look at it. I said, look at the base and see where my foot hit the base. And then they began to look at the base. He said, yeah.
It's a science.
Yeah. He said, well, most runners touch the base with the right foot. I said, it's not that. You just watch the base.
You can push off if you touch
it. Push off. And you got to know where to hit that base. If you hit on either end, it, the base turn up. You got to know it's best to hit it on you know, the inside, and it can even push you off. If you hit it sometime that in the middle, that it'll pull you back. You got to know how to hit it to push you off. And that's the only thing.
A lesson in base running from the greatest base runner who ever lived, Cool Papa Bell. Thank you, Cool Papa.
Yeah, thank you also.
This is Stephen Banker in St. Louis, Missouri. Yeah.